going to talk rugby now, because Hawkeye have said they are in discussions with the IRB to introduce Hawkeye into the sport instead of the television match official. I spoke to Sports Bar reporter Joe Pearson a couple of days ago about this. He was at the Premiership final last weekend between Northampton and Saracens. It went into extra time and there was a big decision which involved the television match official, involving a try. It took 4 minutes to make a decision. It was the right one in the end. So I thought Joe would be a good person to speak to regarding whether Hawkeye should be introduced into rugby. Hawkeye said it's in talks to replace the television match official in rugby. Do you think that would be a good move for the sport?
Well, I think the system now seems to be okay. I mean, and last week I was at the Premiership final, and it was a big talking point, the video ref, because it was, particularly the winning try was decided by the video ref, and it took a long time to decide. And the angle as well, I mean, it took him so many angles to actually spot where Alex Wall had scored that winning try right at the death. I mean, it was to win the league, win the title, so it was a big, big call. You know, especially with rugby union, it's just, you get a lot of time, you get just piles of bodies all laid about, you know, and you can't see if, you know, the rest don't have a chance. So I suppose with that respect, I don't know exactly how it would work, but if it was Hawkeye, maybe down to computer, I suppose for situations like that, it would be good, because obviously they'd be able to identify the ball in amongst the crowd of people. It's difficult to see how it'd be expensive for a start. I mean, you've got to think, you know, there's nowhere near as much money in rugby as there is in football. So, I mean, whether they'd be able to afford to have it at all the grounds, and I mean, I'm sure they'll have it at the big grounds like Twickenham for the big finals, but would it be a sustainable thing to have for clubs, for the sport to pay for? I mean, only time will tell. I mean, you know, you see it in tennis and cricket. But I suppose it's different in terms of, because there's no really physical contact. There's no, when you get a decision in cricket, like a run out, it's either in or it's out. You know, it can be close sometimes. You know, because they can only frame it at a certain point. And with tennis as well, it's the same. It's either in or it's out. But with rugby, it'd be different. I think if it was Hawkeye, because of just all the action and all the real life kind of people involved. So I think it'd be difficult for Hawkeye to be completely accurate all the time.
Yeah, just talking about the system they have at the moment, the television match official, if there's a decision that needs to be made and they're not sure, they go over to them and they watch replay after replay, don't they? Do you think that system works at the moment? Do you think it's a good system?
I do think it's a good system, yeah. I mean, people often don't like it so much because it's not every, you know, you only see it at television. I mean, in rugby league, they only have it at televised games. And all of Catalan's games, when I say they're playing in South France, all of their games are televised on French TV, so they have it at every home game. I mean, whether it's an advantage for them to have it is a different thing. At the end of the day, it's the same for both teams that are playing with today, so I think that argument's irrelevant. But what they do is, if there's a decision that they can't make clear, they'll just ask some guy who watches it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen on telly that, you know, they just, because whoever's upset or, you know, looking at it, just get him to look at all these frame by frame angles and slow-mo and things like that, and it's still a human making the decision, and that's basically what it is. And the same with union, but last week in the Premiership final, there was three incidents where the television match officials of the call in rugby union were absolutely crucial to what was going on. So I think they are important.
And you mentioned the big decisions last week. You know, it took 4 minutes to decide the winning try. And people are saying Hawkeye, you know, 4 or 5 seconds, it'd be a decision would be made and it'd be the right one. And even looking back to the Six Nations, right at the end when England were in with a chance of winning that, and Ireland and France went over with a try, and it took a long, long time then. It's a pressure situation, isn't it? So you can see both sides of the argument.
I think as much as anything as well, it disrupts the flow of the game completely, because if you're there for 5 minutes trying to work out a season, I mean, it's not good for the players, is it, if they all stood around? You know, they're going to get cold. They just stood about waiting for the decision to be made. I mean, it's hardly been, and for the crowd as well. I mean, if you're in a ground where there's not, where you can't really see the big screen, you're going to be sat there for 5 minutes without any idea of what on earth is going on. You don't have a clue. So I suppose that's another downside of it, I suppose, you know, the current system they've got, because like you say, it does take a long time. It's not completely accurate, because obviously there's a human maker pressing the button to make the final decision. It'd be difficult to bring Hawkeye in. I do think it would be tough for them to bring it in. Generally speaking, the video referees, the system, it does work. You know, if a referee can't make a decision, it's worth popping upstairs to see what, you know, the guy who's got all their camera angles in the world and slow-mo and everything, it's worth popping upstairs to see, to, you know, to have another look at a decision that needs to be made. And obviously, like I said, last week it was absolutely pivotal, you know, to the outcome of the game.
And even people who are representing the system that they have now are saying, yeah, it took a long time, but the right decisions were made in the end.
They were, yeah, they were in the end. And again, I mean, it just ends justify the means. I mean, I was on the gantry. I mean, you know, the big screens aren't that big at Twickenham. So it was difficult to see what was going on. So again, you just sat there, you know, with your pen to paper thinking, right, what on earth must have passed right? I don't know what's going on. It's just a poor time. It does add to the excitement. It does make it exciting and dramatic, I suppose. So there's that argument as well.
Finally, of course, as we say, Hawkeye has proved success in other sports, but then I think they're resistant to it. And one thing probably that a reason they'll be resistant to it is obviously there's going to be a huge price behind having Hawkeye in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, tennis, I mean, there's a lot of money in tennis and there are sponsors. And I mean, look at people like Andy Murray and look how many things he sponsors, look how much money these people have. I mean, it's cost. I mean, they have it at all the major tennis events, don't they? I know the French Open's on at the moment, obviously you've got to see it there.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, rugby union's hardly the wealthiest of sports. You know, I mean, it is a bit in comparison to when you get football and tennis and golf. And I mean, I suppose cricket's not, you know, not as successful as football, things like that. I mean, rugby's only been a professional game for about, 20 odd years or something. So it's a long way behind other sports in terms of financial success and, you know, the revenues that clubs make. So, and, you know, I think, I mean, is there that many people that are upset with the system now? I don't think there really is. I just think with the things last week, I just think it's because people are just talking about it because it's something to talk about all the middle. You know, it was such an eventful Premiership final that once the dust settles, you know, people look back at these decisions and what went on and just, I mean, at the end of the day, people have got a right, you know, got to make a copy, haven't they?
And finally, if you had to make a decision right now, someone went up to you and said, television match official, carry on with that, or Hawkeye, what would you go for?
I'd stick with the television match official.
He's very, very certain there. He's going to stick with the television match official. That was Sports Bar reporter Joe Pearson speaking to me earlier on this week about Hawkeye possibly going into rugby.